At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? Well, then listen to What We Spend. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Brett better keep it, Brett better keep it moving.
We get it, life's busy, so we put 2 minutes on the clock and then we just start reading off headlines. We scroll through the internet as fast as we can through viral stories. Hannah either tells me keep it moving or tell me more. Here's a headline, Hannah. Women share the red flags that make men instantly unattractive.
What are they?
All right, some of them are like realistic and make sense. Like not respecting a woman's boundaries, calling other women's names behind their backs. Makes sense. Easily
pretty
red
obvious.
Flag. Yeah. But some of these are funny and I don't know if you agree with them. Taking pride in not reading. Instant red flag. And makes them unattractive. Like, I hate to read when a guy says that.
I mean,
like, brags about it.
I'm not a reader either, so I feel pretty neutral on that one.
All right. Always being on his phone. Instantly more unattractive, and he's just always on his phone.
Yeah, but then I know people could clap back at me and be like, well, you're always on your phone, and I could say, I'm working.
Being insecure with his masculinity.
That's the worst.
Yeah, that's bad.
Not valuing friendship with a woman. And the other one is despising cats.
I despise cats.
Random?
Yeah, like if he hates cats, instantly more unattractive.
No, that's a green flag.
Short video addiction affects our decision making.
Yeah, I believe it. Keep moving.
All right. This is why some people are constantly talking about themselves.
Why?
Because it's like having sex.
Huh?
What?
Yeah. According to Harvard research, talking about yourself stimulates the same brain region as good sex or a good meal. Like it makes you just as happy, releases the same endorphins. Just being able to talk about yourself makes you feel good.
Oh, great. Wow. All the egotistical people are going to be even more crazy
now. We know why people can't shut up about themselves.
Yeah.
List physical traits Americans find most attractive.
Okay.
See, these are like interesting ones. So a new survey, more than 3,000 men and women dug deep to find those like unconventional features that people are really like. Oh, running out of time, so I'll finish this. Tone of the eye and eyebrows, like the posture tone of them. So their eyes and eyebrows.
Like the arch?
They don't like overplucked eyebrows, but they're like, you know, like you got to have the right eyebrow game, apparently.
Okay.
Bad posture, monotone voice, or overplucked eyebrows are turn-offs.
We're really into the eyebrows here in America.
I do think people do pay a lot of attention to people's eyebrows, apparently.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? Well, then listen to What We Spend. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.